Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In the previous lesson, we learned how to add an About page that'll show up in our Settings menu. The first portion of this lesson is exactly the same as we add a second option in the Settings menu. This time we're going to add an option that will enable and disable the last page that the user was on before the app was terminated. And so we are in lab number 6, Settings and Preferences, and we want to add a Preferences page. What we did prior when we were in the default.js file and we added the about command, now we're going to add a preferences command. But I'm just going to go ahead and blow away everything that we did last time or that we pasted in. So this whole chunk of code right here, I'm just going to paste in a new version of that that includes the preferences command. All right. So next up, it asks us to go ahead and test that, but let's just go ahead and assume for the moment and save a little bit of time that that actually works. Let's move on to adding the preferences page control. So back in pages, we're going to create a new folder and we're going to call that preferences. And then here we're going to add a new item and it's going to be a page control called preferences. Click add. Great. All right, so I believe we're going to start off here, but let's just make sure. Okay, and so what we want to do is replace the div with preferences fragment with this one. So let's go ahead and copy all of this out. And we're going to replace this whole section right here. Now let's take an opportunity to just glance at this really quick. We see the same settings flyout that we saw before, and we're going to show that settings flyout when somebody clicks the button. However, this time, notice that we have a new control. It's a WinJS control called toggle switch, which resembles a light switch control like one on your wall, maybe like a dimmer switch. It can either be, though, true or false. All right, so that's pretty easy. So let's now navigate, continue through here. And style this up by going to the preferences.css and adding these classes. Put it here before the media queries. All right, so we're just styling up the settings pane, title, and content. Looks like it's mostly margin settings and a background color of gray. Very good. And so we want to take a look and see what this looks like at this point. Let's go ahead and run it. Great, let's go over here and go to settings. And now we see our new preferences command. Let's click that. And now we see our on-off switch. And so I'm gonna turn it on and I'm gonna go back and even like exit out of the app. Remember we turned it on. And now let's see if it saved that setting. And it did not. So that's something we're going to have to implement. Okay. And so that's what we're going to do in task number 3, making the preference sticky. It says it's not wired up to anything and it doesn't retain a state. So we got to fix both of those issues. It doesn't really accomplish anything by just adding one to our app. So the first thing we're going to do is go to the preferences.js that we just added and insert this after the use strict line at the very top. So preferences.js, and here we're going to paste this in. All right, so just getting a quick alias to that namespace. And then also in the preferences.js, we want to add the following statements to the ready function to record the state of the toggle switch in roaming settings each time it's clicked and initialize the toggle switch each time the preferences page is displayed. All right, so let's go ahead and add this in the ready function. So we'll just leave this here and just paste it in. Very good. All right, and let's take a quick look at it. We're grabbing the toggle switch called remember. So that's our toggle switch that is in our preferences.html page. And so what we're doing here is basically saving the preference in a feature called roaming settings. Roaming settings allows us, the programmers, to save app data in the cloud associated with a given user's account that they log into Windows 8 with. In our case, we're merely going to be saving a name value pair in a special container called roaming settings. But as the lab indicates, we could also save settings locally to local settings. Obviously, roaming settings would be our preference so that the setting can be stored in the cloud for the given user and would follow them to any computer or device that they're working with. And I think the way that this is implemented is that there's a number of folders, and the roaming folder is the one that gets synced up, a number of folders associated with your app. So if you'll recall, when we were a few lessons ago looking on the C drive under Users, Robert, App Data, and then we saw these folders, and we went into the local folder packages and so on. We kind of skipped over this, but there's also a roaming folder, all right? And this is where we will be ultimately saving the settings that follow our app around. So it would be interesting to look after we get this all implemented if there's a new entry in here for our Contoso Cookbook app. All right, so let's just keep that in mind. So at any rate, we are grabbing the roaming settings currently set for the value remember. And here we're checking if the value exists. If it doesn't, then we'll just return false. But if it does, use that value. And we'll use that to determine whether we should show the toggle switch as on or off. Okay, and then we want to actually then handle this change event so that whenever the toggle button is changed to on or off, we will then decide whether to remember or not remember the setting. All right, so that's what's involved with making that setting sticky. Great. Okay, so the last thing to do is just merely run the app and go to settings. We'll go to preferences and let's turn it on. Let's get out of there, like let's exit. And now let's rerun. And let's go to settings and preferences. And now it's turned on and we can turn it off. And rerun, and it should be turned off now. Okay, great. So we're storing the setting. However, the setting isn't really doing anything useful just yet. We'll fix that in the next lesson. We'll see you there. Thank you. Thank you.